want to communicate with people around the world? Here, use my crystal ball.
Podcast Bone Phone.
Haunt consultant and czar of DOA, Hauntrepreneurs, and HauntCon. I'm graced with the presence of Leonard Pickle on this fine October evening. Leonard, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you? Happy October.
Oh, man. This is the best time of the year, man. This is the autumn chill is in the air, and you know it's just a beautiful, amazing evening here in New England. Just enjoying all that that autumn feel. It's here. It's beautiful.
The haunts are open. A lot of haunts opened on the 13th, so it's I've already seen 10 or 15 haunts already this season, so we're cranking.
You're rocking and rolling.
Sure.
So you're not even here to shill HauntCon for once. Why have you crashed the dungeon this month?
Why? Well, I was hoping that we could talk a little bit about findahaunt.com. For years and years I've been searching the countryside for the best haunts and trying to tour them, and I would go to the other haunted house listing sites, and unless you know what all the little suburbs are around the city, you'd go to one haunt and you wouldn't know, just by going to the listings, you wouldn't know what other haunts were in the area. So it took me a couple of years, and we've been playing with it and kind of polishing it up, but it's ready to go. It's called findahaunt.com. You type in your zip code of wherever you're at or wherever you're thinking about going, and it actually propagates a list, shows you a little map of all the haunts that are in the area, and it lists the haunts by distance from you rather than, by state or whatever, because there could be a really cool haunt right across the state line that you didn't even know about. All you got to do is type in your zip code, and it shows you all the haunts within a 75-mile-an-hour radius. You can even change the distance if you want.
That's great. It's like when you go on to Home Depot and you're looking for the local store, and you just click to find the locator and put the zip in, and boom, there they go. They show you every location, so now you can see every haunt in your area. Now this is not exclusive to pro haunts. It's even the homies in there too.
There are some home haunts in there. I mean, you can kind of weed those out by. I mean, if you're not looking for that kind of stuff, you can go in and look at the website and figure out whether it's something that you want to go to or not. There are some home haunts in there, and we really did a huge amount of effort over the last year, going around and finding as many haunted houses as we could, and making sure that they were open, making sure that we have the best lists in the industry as far as number of haunts and making sure that the ones that we have are open and operational. And of course, there's always something that falls through the cracks. If people find something that they know is not open, shoot me an email. We'll pull it from the list. And if you're not listed, the listing is free. If you've got a haunted house and you want to get on the findahaunt.com, you just go on and open an account. It doesn't cost you anything. And then you can go in and list your haunt as well. And gives you a great opportunity to get some exposure when people are looking for haunts in your area.
So it's completely free, or can people also, if they want to get a little added exposure, pay to get a little extra bump, or is it all just even across the board?
It's both. The free listing is when you go on a website, you type in the zip code, it lists all of the haunted houses in distance away from the person that's looking, and that's the person that's most likely to. Come to your haunt. If you're in Pittsburgh and some guy's looking for you in Philadelphia, they're looking for a list that lists the Pittsburgh haunts instead of the Philadelphia haunts. It doesn't do you any good. So that's why we're using Google Maps to do the radius thing. But you can get a featured listing, which is $200, and that moves you to the top of the list, gives you more things that you can promote, gives you more text, and you can put some photos and video and that kind of stuff on your listing. But as far as the bulk list, the list behind at the bottom, it's all free, and it just lists everybody that's on it and that's in within the radius, and it lists them in the order of distance away from wherever the zip code or address, whatever you put in to find the haunts in your area.
What other features does the site offer? Can you go? Can people post comments, rate the haunt, that type of stuff, or no?
We thought about doing that kind of stuff, but we really kind of pulled back from it. It's haunt quality is such a subjective thing that, you know, a haunt that I really, really like, you might think sucks. So it we really have shied away from that. All we're doing is providing you the information. We're providing, you know, showing you the stuff that's out there. If they have a Facebook page, they can put their Facebook page on it, so that gives you an opportunity to go and look and see, you know, what people are saying about the thing. Twitter, you can put those kind of things on there. So you use an opportunity for you to do a little research and figure out whether it's something that you want to go to or not. Make sure it's not a home haunt if you're not looking for that. And those opportunities are there. But we don't want to judge haunts. It's just, you know, it's so subjective. I mean, you know, I've had people go through and try to rate the haunts that I did in the past, and you know, it was a pretty good haunt, but they weren't using Freddy and Jason. It's just so subjective between, you know, whether, you know, what you like and what you didn't like, and you can go through a haunted house twice in a row and get a completely different experience. So it's really, really hard to rate haunted houses. So we're staying as far away from that as we can.
So you provide the facts, you let them be the judge.
Sure. And it may be right down the road from them, so it, you know, it might be an easy place to go swing by and take a look at. You can usually tell just by looking from the outside whether it's something that's going to be worth going to.
Yeah, a lot of there's a lot of trolls out there too. People like, you know, the people, you know, create fictitious emails and go on and post bad comments because they're from a competing haunt. You don't want any of that nonsense. So
no.
You're probably best off not going there. But,
you know, that kind of stuff just upsets people, and there's no reason for it. You know, I think every haunt's worth going to, and when I go to a market, I go and see everything I can see. You know, even some of the you know, what I would call the lowest, you know, lowest budgeted or the lowest quality haunts that I've been to, I've always seen something that was, you know, was cool or different or something that they had thought of that nobody else did. So I don't judge. I just think that we should put everybody's information out there and let everybody, you know, go see as much as they can.
Sounds good. What else do they need to know about the site? Anything else?
Well, we're doing a contest right now that if you go to the site, put in your zip code, look at the haunts around your area, and click on one of the haunts, you have an opportunity to enter a drawing to win free tickets to that haunt. So you can sign up on the website. You got to, you know, like us on Facebook and, you know, share us to your friends, and then we do a drawing every Wednesday in October and give away two free tickets to that haunt, whichever haunt that you wanted. If you win, it's whichever haunt you wanted to go to, we give you free tickets to go to. So you can get free tickets to the haunt, and it's a new drawing every Wednesday. So you just go through, and every Wednesday you find out whether you won or not. If you didn't go, you know, sign up again. And you can sign up for as many haunts as you want, so it gives you more options.
What the hell, since you're here, why don't you go ahead and shill HauntCon? You have some big news for us, right?
Well, HauntCon is moving. It's moving to January, and we're going to be in Houston. We had such a huge show in Dallas that we hated to get very far away from those people, so we moved to Houston. And when we thought about, well, we're going to Houston, and we've been thinking about moving outside of the April-May window because it's so crowded with other shows, other smaller shows, that we were, you know, just getting lost in the mix. So we decided to move the show to January, and then when we thought about moving the show to January and keeping it in Texas, Houston was the obvious choice. There's some great haunts there. We're going to tour Scream World and Kingwood Asylum and Phobia, and then the big shows that are there in Houston. And when we thought about that, we realized that there is another show that's in Houston in January. It's the Halloween and Party Expo, and that's a wholesale buyer's convention, but it's huge. It's got like 1,600 booths and 6,000 some odd people go to it. So we contacted them, said we were thinking about moving to Houston, thinking about moving to January, and they thought it was a great idea for us to put the shows together. So HauntCon and the Halloween Expo are going to be in the same place, under the same roof. There'll be separate conventions, but anybody that buys a ticket to get into HauntCon can go and walk the show floor of the other show without having to qualify. You can get into the other show if you qualify, and you can walk around for free, but you have to have a brick-and-mortar store and do a bunch of other things to be able to qualify for that other show. So it's a great opportunity for, you know, for everybody to go and see Halloween all under one roof. It's going to show you what, you know, what the larger manufacturers are doing, the Rubies and the Legs Boutique and some of the larger mass companies that produce only for retail stores, and be able to go in and see what those companies are going to be providing for, you know, Halloween 2014, you're probably not going to be able to buy anything unless you can buy their, you meet their minimum order amount. But still, they're going to be, you know, they're inviting us in to, for everybody to take a look at. And you have to be 18 and over. They don't allow kids in their show. Of course, Hong Kong is open to anybody. And it's going to be our normal Hong Kong. I mean, we're going to have a costume ball on Saturday night. It's going to have haunt tours on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and Monday night this year. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people to get out of the cold weather of the north and come do some education, do some haunt tours off-season. And, you know, there's nothing else going on in January, so it's a great opportunity.
So what are you doing for Halloween?
Me? What I do in October is search the countryside for haunted houses. I've seen as many as, you know, 200-plus haunted houses in the season. You know, I kind of feel like my job is to keep my finger on the pulse of the industry, see what everybody's doing, and try to, you know, you provide that knowledge to my clients that hire me to design their haunted houses. You know, the latest thing that's kind of coming down the pike is the full contact haunt. There's a lot of people that are making that step into, you know, either you buy an upgraded ticket that allows the actors to grab you, or even, you know, worse, or some haunts that you buy a glow wristband to keep the actors from touching you. So it's an interesting mix, but seems to be very popular, and, you know, it's not something that I would have ever, you know, thought about doing, but it's interesting in that it's possible that if you're not doing a full touch haunt, that you're going to be old, you know, labeled old school and fall by the wayside. It's very interesting to see the changes that happen to the industry every year.
Full contact, MMA style haunt attraction. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but I'd like to go through one and see what it's like. You know, just to, you know, see if I like it or I don't. I can't make up my mind until I go through one.
What happens, I think, is that you have to be careful, because from a haunted house design standpoint, you don't want to focus all your attention on that one person that has the wristband or that doesn't have the wristband that allows you to grab them.
Yeah, spending the whole night looking for wristbands versus...
And the rest of the people that are going through the show, you know, don't get any scares because they're not part of the show. It's an interesting thing to look at and to try to figure out how to make it the most effective and still give everybody, you want to give everybody a quality show, but it's nice to have that, you know, $5, $10 upgrade per ticket if you can get people to do it.
All right, Leonard, so give them the URL / domain name if you don't know what a URL is.
It's HauntCon.com is for HauntCon. It's findahaunt.com if you're looking for a haunted house, or if you want to get your haunted house listing on the website, it's findahaunt.com. And then my design service is at hauntrepreneurs.com. So we just Google Leonard Pickle, it comes up like a rash on the internet, so you can't hardly miss me.
It's like a bull eye.
Yep, absolutely.
It's just a virus. All right, man. Great having you. Happy Halloween.
I'm gone now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.